hour of the live Sunday night anarchist edition. You get one of these every once in a while because Mark will go away, the inimitable Mark Edge, and then it is just left with me, Brian.
And Stephanie.
And we get to have a great time. And,
yes.
And we've been having a great time.
Somehow Mark still goes away, so it must not be that bad. Right?
Yeah, it must not be too bad, because he keeps letting us take over.
You're right,
exactly. And so great. Anyway, you can call in with talk about anything you want to talk about. Bitcoin's been a pretty hot topic tonight. We also have an article that we're going to be getting to. I haven't revealed what exactly the most corrupt country in the world, according to the Transparency International, I haven't revealed what that is yet, so that's coming up. But your calls always come first, and you can get in touch with us, 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. Or you can get in touch with us on Skype with the Skype handle lrn.fm. You just send us a friend request. We'll get you on there. And generally, I'll open the chat window, and find out what you want to talk about. Because it's actually, to use Skype, there's a little bit of finagling to get me to where I can talk to you while you're, while we're on break.
Right.
Or, during commercials, whatever.
If you put on the microphones during the break, then the conversation goes out over LRN, and
yeah,
it sounds
exactly
a little weird, and people usually message us, hey, did you know your private conversation is on? Well, yes, we knew, but it just sounds a little strange because it's playing over
right. The
Onion commercials and stuff.
Right, so using the chat window when you call into Free Talk Live with Skype is a really good idea.
Mm.
So anyway, let's go ahead. We'll go right to Skype. We've got Rob, and Rob, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
We got you, Rob.
Great.
What would you like to talk about?
Doing great.
How are you doing, Rob?
I'm doing pretty good. I had a couple things I wanted to talk about. I wanted to address the call from somebody earlier. I can't remember his name, but, he was trying to convince his employer to pay him Bitcoin.
Right.
Ken.
And out here in California, I have a friend of mine who runs a website called Coinality.com, and it's actually a job posting board for employers who pay in Bitcoin. So if it's one of those things that if it's something that's important to you to get paid in Bitcoin, maybe that's an opportunity to, leave that job you have now and find employment with somebody who does pay in Bitcoin.
That is a great option. I am going to actually send that out on our Twitter and Facebook and Google Plus pages.
Yeah.
It's Coinality.com. Is that it, Rob?
That's correct.
Fantastic.
So that's a job posting board. I know that BitPay just announced that they are actually making an API for payroll so that companies will be easily able to pay their employees with Bitcoin. And they're the first ones to do that as far as I know.
But wait a minute. I didn't think these things had any value. Why are they bothering? Of course, being facetious.
Yes, anyway. That's funny, Brian. The other thing is there's another website called, CoinVoice.com, where you can invoice someone in Bitcoin, and it allows, freelancers and stuff like that to create invoices in Bitcoin. So that's CoinVoice.
Okay, all useful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What else is on your mind, Rob?
Well, getting back to the value of Bitcoin, discussion, my personal view is the value of the Bitcoin was the network.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. In fact, the network actually, the efficiency of it and the desire for any network that gets, built of any kind, not just computers, but for the sake of this, computers, the network, it people want it to be efficient. I mean, that's their intrinsic desire for this to work. And so that is so valuable as to where I don't think people so much care about how well banks work.
Right. But I mean, it is a perfect example of, trading value for value. We were really doing an ad for ProXPN, and that's another network.
Right.
So, if the Bitcoin network has value, you can exchange that for the value of another network, something that has value.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I agree completely. It's just the fact is if you can get something with, if you can buy something with Bitcoin, there's value right there. It doesn't matter if people say, well, it's not backed by this, it's not backed by that. It's meaningless. the fact is you got something with it, so it has value. Yeah, I agree.
I think that's true to a certain degree, but like I said, I still think it's backed by the value of the network. I mean, the network alone
right. Is
providing value. So, if you're going to have, a semantic argument over, what it's backed by, I always say the network.
Yeah, Yeah, no, I agree. I think that's probably about the best answer to lay out. Yeah, really great thoughts, Rob. Do you have anything else?
Well, yeah, I wanted to tell you, getting in on the whole capitalism thing, and when you talk about anarchism, the strict definition is, without rulers, and I kind of feel the same way about capitalism. Is
sure.
Capitalism is just about the private ownership of capital goods. I mean, it's in the name.
Right, yeah. Actually, I misspoke last segment. I didn't misrepresent what I wanted to say, but I misspoke in that capitalism at base level has nothing to do with government
right,
at all.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I said that it did, and obviously I didn't mean that, but yeah, no, you're right. That is, at the base level of the word, that is absolutely all that means. And like you said, Stephanie, you can see both sides, and if someone wants to identify with that word, I think that's fine.
I see a lot of basically heroes, people I look at as heroes in my life who self-identify as capitalists. And they're very successful in business. They're doing stuff that benefits other people through the market, bringing products, services, goods to people, whatever.
Sure.
Seeing opportunities and trying to make life better for everyone in a voluntary way. And that's what they mean by capitalism.
Right.
And they are genuine heroes. And I love that.
Right. Now, Rob, you identify as, would you identify as an anarcho-capitalist?
I tend to prefer voluntarist.
Okay.
Because to me, the term doesn't presuppose a particular economic model. I'm open to other economic models existing.
Sure.
But, on a personal level, yeah, I guess I identify with anarcho-capitalism.
Well, Rob's a hero of mine, so there we go. Heroes will use that term, and I mean that. I know Rob outside of the Free Talk
Live. We love Rob,
yeah. Rob's awesome.
Hugs all around.
That's right.
But, I can also see the other side of capitalism, too, where people really, to some people, that word really means, businesses basically doing crappy things, not treating their employees well,
right,
putting
that,
profit above, like short-term profit, not long-term, like health of the company and good reputation and reputation as a good place to work because they treat their employees well.
Yeah, they tie it in with corporatism.
Yeah, getting money from the government. That's not what I think someone like Ayn Rand would have meant by capitalism,
right.
But that's kind of what it's come to mean in a lot of people's minds. So I relate to that, too. So, I sound a little like wishy-washy on this, but I kind of just go with whatever the person I'm talking to thinks it means.
Yeah. Yeah, have them define their terms when you talk with them, and then you can communicate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that inevitably is the first question you need to ask in any kind of debate about capitalism, is to ask the other person to define their terms.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's important in any debate about anything is to define the terms, right?
Right on. Rob, thank you so much for your thoughts
Thanks,
tonight.
Thanks, guys. You have a good night.
Likewise.
Thanks, Rob.
And let's go ahead right to Skype again. We've got Nathan. Nathan, are you with us?
Good evening.
Good evening. What would you like to talk about?
Nathan, your volume sounds kind of low, or Brian, maybe you could pot him up a little bit. Anyway.
Am I a little low?
Oh,
no,
you're good
you're
now.
You're good now. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Actually, there's a third definition of capitalism you could use, which is a system where the primary form of compensation is wages. But,
Okay.
But, yeah, that's the big problem there, is that people could mean any of those three things when they use the term, and so, you have to define your terms and stuff.
Wait a minute. So whose definition would that be, the primary means of compensation is wages?
I'm not sure. Might have been on Kevin Carson's page. He's big on the hating the use of the word capitalism.
Yeah, Kevin Carson's a mutualist. I think is that how he identifies himself. I think he's a brilliant guy.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Carson, I think, is especially amongst a lot of the more modern economists. He may not want to call himself an economist.
I think he prefers the term political economy because he
kind
of. I think it's the same deal. He thinks that economist is kind of a loaded term that thinks about trying to separate economics from politics.
Yeah, I think just my own opinion. Kevin Carson, he has a couple books, and you can get them for free actually. But I think his thinking is just like eons ahead.
Oh, yeah, great writer. Great writer. I have something to say about the wages thing, but let's do that after this.
Yeah, okay, Nathan, hold the line, we'll bring you right back, and we'll talk more about this. Free Talk Live, your thoughts. Capitalism? Naughty word?
Naughty, oh.
Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday Anarchist Edition. Oh, yes. That's right. This show is being run tonight by two of the best. If we don't say so ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
And, of course, it's Brian with you.
And Stephanie.
And, Stephanie, you wanted to... I love the irony of you reading this.
Yes. Well, if you are looking for camping, hunting, shooting, or survival gear, and you are a person, you don't have to be a man... But it's okay if you are. You can go to manventureoutpost.com.
I love it. They're a great company.
They are,
They're amazing. They're absolutely amazing, and they've been supporting Free Talk Live forever.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, you don't have to be a man to shop there. There's plenty of stuff for all genders, all people at manventureoutpost.com. Well, what do they have there? They've got the lowest prices on anything you might need to go camping, so like tents, you know, sleeping bags, camping apparel, flashlights, even stuff that you might want to use to go hunting, archery equipment, firearms, firearm accessories, holsters, water purifiers. You know, if you're out in the woods camping, it really helps to be able to reach into a stream and just filter out some water and drink
Absolutely.
That. The taste is incredible. I mean, I've done that before, and it's just awesome. So really anything practical that you would need to spend a significant amount of time outdoors, you're going to find at manventureoutpost.com. And they have the best prices. Somehow they get these prices really low.
They are the lowest I've seen.
Yeah. If you look for the item and you try to beat the price, it's going to be really tough to find a better price anywhere. But, you know, check for yourself if you're interested in an item they have there. See what they have to offer at manventureoutpost.com. They are family-owned, too, and this is another one of those companies that probably shares some significant overlap with your values.
Yeah.
So check it out, manventureoutpost.com.
I really got to get one of those fish finders for the freezer.
You lost the fish in the freezer.
I lost the fish.
Right.
I think they're meant for streams, but I figured I'd try out in the freezer.
Well,
anyway.
You know, we could have said if you oppose wage slavery, then you can go out in the woods and hunt your own food with Man Venture Outpost stuff, right?
That's right.
You know, Nathan was bringing up this. We had a caller, Nathan, who's still on the line.
Still on the line. He's on now.
He brought up Kevin Carson and his work, and Kevin Carson is a political economist, and he kind of leans, maybe he would call himself a left libertarian or perhaps even a, dare I say the S word, socialist, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
In maybe an older sense of the term, probably not what you or I might think of as a
kind of
modern
a more
socialist.
Kind of sense of the word.
Yeah, and I mean, now we're getting kind of obscure, but
yes.
Like he's definitely kind of on the left, right? But he's also into libertarianism and libertarian philosophy. And you know, I can see some of the problems that perhaps he identifies with wages, because if you get paid by an employer, you know, if you are a wage earner, or as he might call it, a wage slave,
right.
You are generating value for your company over and above what you're being paid. You know, that's the only reason they'll keep you on, is because you're generating more value to the company than they pay you, than they return to you in the form of your paycheck. So you kind of have to ask yourself, if I can have the capability to generate more value for a company than they're going to give to me in a paycheck, why aren't I working for myself?
Right.
You know, why don't I just keep all the value I can generate and see what I can give to myself?
Yeah, he's
and
looking into the incentives and the mindset.
Right, but to tie that in with capitalism, a lot of what some people mean when they talk about capitalism is entrepreneurship. It's not like, you know, getting favors from the government or whatever, or hiring a bunch of people to generate value for you necessarily.
Right.
It could be just having a small business or having a solopreneur business, you know, where you are the only person who runs your business and working for yourself. And, you know, I could see that fitting in with the definition of capitalism too. So
yeah, absolutely. Nathan,
go ahead, Nathan. You can
what do you think about that?
I think I would agree with that. I think he mainly favors an economy based on artisan production. I think he calls it kind of like, you know, where everyone is their own employer.
Right.
Right.
And, I mean, I don't know if I'd call him he's not a capitalist, and he does favor, he doesn't really favor private property, but he does favor markets and trade. He's kind of in that weird in-between position between, like, socialism and libertarianism and capitalism.
It's he believes in a free market, but not necessarily with the ideas of private property, you know, in the back end of it.
Right,
there.
I mean, I know that may sound scary for some people, but he's not a communist. He just he just believes in like a more strict adherence.
He's not a communist. He just believes in worker ownership of the means of production. Come on.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, this is an important topic that I think a lot of people miss, is that, you know, even a lot of what you would call more not political, but like anarcho-syndicalists or socialists that are anarchists at the same time, you know, their definitions of property are extremely complex. It is not as simple as saying everybody owns everything. It's nothing like that at all, and people really miss that. And Kevin Carson's a great introduction to a lot of those ideas.
Yeah, it's a big rabbit hole you can get into, which is why I want to shift gears to what I actually called in about.
Please.
Which is what you mentioned earlier, libertarian, looking for libertarian themes in TV shows.
Okay.
And I have three libertarian themes in Game of Thrones. Right.
Game of Thrones. All right.
Okay. So for a little background for viewers who don't know the show, it takes place in a medieval fantasy world where some dragon king conquered a bunch of kingdoms a few hundred years ago, and now all the dragons are gone, his dynasty is gone, and now everyone's fighting over the Iron Throne, you call it on the show.
Right, which is where the king of was it Westeroth? Did I get it right?
Yeah, that's the continent's name.
Yeah, that's whoever rules most, or, you know, pretty much most of Westeroth, that's where he cares to sit.
Yeah, he belted the swords of his enemies down to make the throne. You know, it's kind of dramatic. But
right.
Anyway, so the first libertarian theme in the show is that there are a lot of debates among fans about, you know, who should sit on the Iron Throne, who should rule the kingdoms. But if you really think about it, none of them deserve to, because every one of them has some fault. They're either, you know, a foppish dandy, or they're don't have any actual leadership skills.
Right.
Or they're just out for plunder. You know, each of them has some huge flaw that, you know, makes it obvious that they're not a competent ruler.
Yeah, it's very much like Lord of the Rings, where, in fact, as far as I understand, J.R. Tolkien was an anarchist himself. And he was, you know, he was saying that with the One Ring, he's like, look, nobody can hold it. You know, that you can't give anybody the power. There is to be no, you know, no king. But go ahead.
Yeah, I think a lot of fans get wrapped up, though, in the which one should really be on the throne, when really it's the opposite message, is that nobody deserves
it. Yeah, no one should ever sit on it. Yeah, no, you're... Yeah,
let's see. Oh, yeah, so the second reason, this is... I had to kind of reach for this one, but you know how in the Middle Ages, getting back to this feudalism, capitalism thing, you know how in the Middle Ages there were free cities like Venice and Genoa, and they were kind of more free in some ways than the aristocracy?
Yeah, they were like their own little countries, even, their own little nations to some degree.
Yeah, those are actually, they have those in Game of Thrones, too, although
right.
The show kind of downplays them a little bit, but they call them the free cities, the same way that Venice is called, you know, a free city, and they obviously have a higher standard of living. You know, they have banks, they have commerce, and more population. So you kind of get the feeling that, you know, these people have embraced more free trade and prosperity than the dusty old aristocrats on the other continent.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's interesting. There are some degree of libertarian themes out there. Nathan, I really appreciate your call in bringing those up. And, you know, I sometimes, like even Nathan said, it was kind of a reach. Sometimes I think it's a reach, but sometimes you get a show like Babylon 5 where there's tons of libertarian themes, or Spartacus for that matter.
Silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillup, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillup. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night anarchist edition of Free Talk Live. I know, it just sounds so much more extreme and intense. You know, kind of that extreme sort of, billing that you used to get in the 90s.
Right.
You know, where everything was just so, so intense and so in your face. You know, I mean, it was just awesome. But anyway, you know, the days have gone by.
Are you saying there's a golden age, there's a perfect time in the past where everything was better?
If there were,
romanticizing the past, Brian Sovereign.
If there were a time, it was from 1983 to 1998, but it's all gone. Anyway.
I think there's always good and bad things about the times in the past. There's no perfect time in the past.
That's true. And the modern day is...
Because when you say that, you're no better than the conservatives who romanticized the 1950s. Seriously.
Yeah, but the conservatives are romanticizing something that didn't exist.
Well, right. So are you.
What are you talking about?
Anyone who romanticized...
Power Rangers existed, okay? And the Ninja Turtles
did,
existed.
But everything wasn't perfect. Everything wasn't... picking in your face and
Green Ranger's perfect. I don't want to hear it.
Okay.
You can only get this kind of conversation on Free Talk Live.
It's true. Well, I do want to hear about these corrupt countries and so-called non-corrupt countries.
Well, before we do that,
we have a message from one of our sponsors.
From one of our, yeah.
You know, and Free Talk Live.
See,
really...
this is anarchy. This is what happens. You know, everything's just a mess, right? Who will build the roads? Who will build the roads?
Who will do the live reads? Well, it's me. And, you know, There's one thing that I was thinking about tonight. You know, there's kind of a theme in the live reads that we've been doing, and it's do business with companies that share your values. And so if you are someone who's interested in helping people around the world get out of poverty, there's a way that you can make a small contribution toward that effort. And that's by doing your business, your coffee buying business. If you drink coffee, you can buy it from BuzzBox Coffee. What they are is a subscription-based coffee service. So you get coffee delivered to you at an interval of your choice, depending on how much coffee you drink. And not only, it's not just any old coffee. It's not just coffee like you could get in the grocery store. You probably can't get coffee of this quality in your normal grocery store because they just don't have it there. Most of the coffee that's sold in grocery stores has pesticides. It's got mold in it. And that's pretty gross. And it also affects the taste.
So you can taste it.
Even if you're not worried about consuming those things, you can probably notice a difference in the quality of the product. So if you want to get coffee that's not contaminated with mold or pesticides, you can get organic shade-grown coffee from BuzzBox.com. And you can actually get a free pound of coffee. You can visit them at coffee.freetalklive.com, and you can get a you can try a free pound so you can see how it tastes to you. You just pay for the shipping and try it. It'll last you maybe a week or two. I don't know. How long does a pound of coffee last you, Ryan?
Me, when I used to drink coffee quite a bit, I mean, that'd last me a pound, you know, maybe a week, maybe two. I don't know. Admittedly, like, I drank pretty heavily.
Yeah.
Coffee.
Okay. Heavy coffee drinker. So, you know, you could get a week or two of free coffee if you try this offer from BuzzBox. And if you like it, you keep getting it delivered on a subscription basis. Now, what BuzzBox is doing that may appeal to people who are interested in helping people around the world get out of poverty is they are doing a micro-lending project. Right. So they are doing 100 microloans via World Vision. And this is from the proceeds of listeners signing up for BuzzBox coffee subscription service. So check it out. One more time. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You can have an impact and have the best coffee around. One more time. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
Fantastic. Now, I've been teasing this story all night long. Okay. I mean, and that's okay. I'm good at teasing all night long. And
so am I.
All right, back to the story. Transparency International put together the Corruption Perceptions Index for 2013, which essentially says, you know, it ranks countries on their level of really, it seems like government corruption.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I said, really, if you have a government, you have corruption. It's, I guess you would just measure how big is the government, and the bigger it is, the more corruption you have, and that's how you do it. But that's not really what they're doing. They don't give a whole lot of their, you know, what is their ranking based on. But in any case, you have from zero being the worst, as in, you know, get the hell out of that country, and 100 being the, you know, being the best, as in, like, you know, yeah, you can hang out there, whatever. So we got the 10 worst, the 10 most corrupt, and then the 10 least corrupt. And here we go. This is drum roll, please. The most corrupt countries. This is the most corrupt. We're starting at the bottom. We're digging underneath the barrel. Okay. it's a three way tie.
Ooh,
which is amazing.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I can dig a three way.
Yep.
And it's Somalia, North Korea, and Afghanistan.
Wow. So okay, Somalia. That's interesting.
Yeah. That
I can believe North Korea. Whoops.
Technical difficulties. Who will build the roads?
I can believe North Korea. And what was the other one?
Yeah, North Korea is not a shock.
Yeah.
But Afghanistan, that's kind of weird.
You know, it's war-torn, and in a lot of ways, Americans are in charge, so maybe that's not too surprising.
Yeah, you know, that raises a good point. If there's Americans there, it's probably, which there are, it's
yeah,
not an if.
Probably pretty
it
corrupt.
It is very corrupt, yeah, that's a good point.
But Somalia, I mean, people always claim that Somalia exists in a state of anarchy, right? So if it was actually in a state of anarchy, there would be no government, so there would be nobody to be corrupt, right?
Yeah, so this is actually admitting that there's, and this is, to show the numbers, it's a three-way tie, zero again is being the worst.
Mm-hmm.
These are all eights.
Okay.
So there must be some kind of government there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they couldn't make the list.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
so which is it? Does Somalia have no government, or does it have a corrupt government?
Yeah. Obviously, well, anyway, one could say that the countries actually, those countries in particular, are chances mm-hmm. for entrepreneurship.
North Korea?
Well, not North Korea, but Afghanistan and Somalia, I think the case. North Korea, like that should, I don't know why that's not seven.
Sure, yeah, I think you could make that case, sure, absolutely. But, I mean, that raises an interesting point. Is a corrupt government closer to anarchy? For instance, a non-corrupt or a less corrupt government. There's no such thing as a non-corrupt government. But, I think some people really do think that because their argument is, look, you know, go move from the U.S., go to one of these Latin American countries, even if you have to pay off cops or perhaps even warlords in some places, it's still better than paying the U.S. Goons.
Right.
And you're closer to freedom if you live in one of these places, even if it might, on the surface, appear to be some kind of, tin pot dictatorship or whatever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, it's interesting. I mean, this is all perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, any way you look at it, that's
what do you think, Brian? Do you think that a corrupt government could be closer to freedom or could afford at least some people more chances for freedom if they know how to kind of work that system to their advantage?
Absolutely. 100%. In fact, the more efficient a government, the more efficient a government becomes, like the more of a mess it becomes in a way. But I don't want governments to be efficient at all.
Right.
I would be fine if the government never used internet, if they were still using the Pony Express. Good. Let it be as slow as possible, those communiques, please.
Yeah.
But we can look into that. There's more. Okay, those are three. Then we have the Sudan, which has a ranking of 11, again, zero being the lowest.
So slightly less corrupt than North Korea and...
Slightly.
Okay.
And then South Sudan, which is that's ranked at 14.
Yep.
Libya, which is ranked at 15. And then Iraq, Turkmenistan, Syria, and Uzbekistan rounds out the top 10.
Where's Turkmenistan?
Turkmenistan, I believe that's over by Kyrgyzstan.
Okay.
Which is like Eastern Europe right between there. I could be dead wrong about that, folks. I did not pull up Wikipedia. This is live radio.
Right.
You can't trust Wikipedia anyway. Come on.
Yes, you can, actually.
Yes, you can. Anyway, all these are perhaps not unsurprisingly, these are all really war-torn countries, and they've been war-torn countries for decades, where maybe this gives some insight into what they're considering corrupt, what they consider to be government corruption.
Does war lead to corruption, poverty, decay? Yeah, I mean, that's
pretty
obvious, right?
Yeah, that definitely does. So your thoughts. We've still got the top 10 least corrupt to go over in the final moments of Free Talk Live coming up next. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the biggest thing happening on Sunday nights.
Oh, yes.
And, of course, we are in the remaining moments of the anarchist edition of Free Talk Live.
There'll be more. I think there'll Mark's going to be gone next week, too.
Oh, fantastic. So you get a double load of anarchy.
Indeed.
Over the next
couple Sundays. Who doesn't want
Sundays.
That, really?
Everybody does. anyway, it is Brian with you.
And Stephanie.
And Stephanie, tell me about, this is what I want, okay? Now, I'm a tech guy.
Mm-hmm.
I want really easy PGP encryption. Like, I want a messenger that has really good PGP encryption. But not just that, because the people I'm talking with that I want to encrypt with, I want to send them some Bitcoin. So, like, maybe if I had a wallet that had PGP encryption and was a wallet at the same time, and I use a Chromebook,
mm-hmm.
What do you got?
Well, you can download an extension for Chrome called CryptoKit.
CryptoKit.
Yes, it's spelled CryptoKit.com, where you can find out more about it. And what it is a Chrome browser extension, like I mentioned. I think it's coming for Firefox, but right now it's only for Chrome for now. And it combines a secure Bitcoin wallet where you can you basically move your mouse around. It generates randomness and it generates a Bitcoin address. And you have a place to store Bitcoins.
Phenomenal.
If you want to make a Bitcoin payment, it's right on the web page. You know, you just kind of open up this little window, almost like a little notification window on your Facebook or email or whatever. And you open it up, and it detects Bitcoin addresses on the web page that you're viewing. And you can click a little radio button and show which Bitcoin address you want to send a payment to, put in how much you want to send, and boom, you've sent it without even opening up another wallet or another web page or another tab. It's all on the same page now. So it makes it even easier to buy things with Bitcoin, especially if it's like online content, you know, ebooks or whatever, send a tip to somebody or anything you want. Also included in CryptoKit is encrypted PGP encrypted messaging. So if you want to talk to your friends and you don't know how to set up your email with PGP, that can be kind of cumbersome.
PGP can be a pain.
It's a pain. That's right. It can break things. It can be a little tricky to set up. Then, you know, of course, you got to swap keys and all that with your friends if you want to send them encrypted emails. With CryptoKit, it's much easier to do that. You generate a key. You give your key to your friend. And with PGP, one thing we should clarify is, it works on this, you know, this public-private key cryptography where you have a public key that you can give to anybody, right? Almost like an email address. You can give it out to anybody. And if somebody has your public key, they can send you an encrypted email. Just like if somebody has your email address, they can send you an email.
Right. And with your private key that you're not giving out, you can unlock what the public key sends to you.
Yep. So your public key is used to give to others so they can send you encrypted mail. Your private key is kept private just for you so you can decrypt.
And PGP or GPG is the, as the open source term is called, is something that even in the Snowden revelations and the NSA slides, they hate it.
Yes.
Because they can't break it.
Right. That's the one thing that seems to be pretty safe.
It's one of the last bastions, if all that's to be believed. So definitely a great thing to have on hand. And then a Bitcoin wallet, too?
Yeah, Bitcoin wallet, PGP messaging. And also, you've got Bitcoin charts in there, so you can see the exchange rate of Bitcoin with different currencies.
Right.
And you've also got Bitcoin news, so you can see what's happening in the world of Bitcoin. So just a great all-in-one kind of extension for Chrome that lets you easily use Bitcoin and encrypted messaging. Check it out. We use it here on Free Talk Live. We love it. It's KRYPTOKIT, CryptoKit.com.
Awesome. Let's go ahead. We'll go to the phones. You might be able to call in 855-450-3733.
Is someone calling us from a corrupt country?
No. Unless New Hampshire is a corrupt country.
Yeah, I think it's in a corrupt country.
Yeah. We have Norman in New Hampshire. Norman, are you with us?
Yeah, yes, I am.
What would you like to talk about, Norman?
I just was querying your thoughts on Bitcoin prices. Like right now, it varies between the exchanges by maybe almost $200.
Sure.
And when you go to a merchant, you know, they're all using a different system. So I might buy Bitcoins at Coinbase, and I expect that it's going to be, you know, Bitcoin's worth $800, but I'm going to go and spend it somewhere else. And that, you know, they're going to go on a whole different exchange.
They use a different exchange rate.
So I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on so many places and so many exchanges, and the price is varying between, you know, I can go to one store and $23 is, you know, 0.023, but I can go to the next store and it's, you know, 0.032, you know?
Right. Well, so the reason that the exchange rate is different on different exchanges, basically it's proportional to how easy or hard it is to get money, fiat money, in or out of the exchange. And the reason that, for instance, Mt. Gox, which is a dying exchange, you know, it used to be the most popular Bitcoin exchange and the only Bitcoin exchange, really.
Yeah.
But it's being quickly taken over by other exchanges. The exchange rate on Mt. Gox is not generally used as the standard anymore because the volume on Mt. Gox is lower, and the exchange rate is inflated because you can't get fiat money out of the exchange. So your fiat money is trapped in the exchange. The only way to get it out is to sell those dollars for bitcoins and then try to withdraw the bitcoins. So as a result, the price of bitcoins on that exchange is, to try to buy bitcoins on the exchange. Yeah, sell your dollars or buy bitcoins, same thing. But anyway, the price of bitcoins is higher on that exchange is because everybody wants the bitcoins on Mt. Gox. Nobody wants the dollars because you can only get the bitcoins out.
Right. Now, I mean, wouldn't the solution to this be that the wallet apps and software and programs use, you know, like, say, BitcoinAverage.com?
Yeah, so I wanted to mention that. Thanks for bringing that up, Brian. So BitcoinAverage.com is a weighted average of Bitcoin exchange rates.
Right.
And what that means is it takes the price on different Bitcoin exchanges, and it takes the average price, but it's weighted by how much of the trading volume is on each exchange. So it's more of a fair measure of the price. And I think people are moving towards using that as the standard for the price. And so you'll see, for instance, Blockchain.info, I think, uses the Bitcoin average price as their standard, as does BitPay, one of the major payment processors.
Right.
So, you know, it's not perfect. There are different exchange rates, but it's kind of moving towards the standardization where everyone's pretty much, buyers and sellers are agreeing, yeah, let's use this average price.
Mass adoption is going to bring this in on its own. I mean, it's just how the market works.
Yeah, and if you feel like you're not getting a good deal, you know, if you go to a store and want to buy something and they say, oh, yeah, we'll give you this rate, which means you're charged more bitcoins, you say, you know, I'd prefer to use the Bitcoin average rate. Can we do that instead? And, you know, hopefully they'll accommodate your request. Or maybe you could just walk out.
Yeah. Thoughts on that, Norman?
No, I was just kind of curious because, you know, I sell things for Bitcoin and I try to use them, and I just It's just what I noticed. I didn't pay too much attention to it other than the fact that it varies between different places where you go.
What do you sell for Bitcoins? I'm just curious.
I sell soap.
Cool. Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah. No, great call, Norman. Thank you very much. It's an important question to ask.
Yeah.
How does all that work? I mean, I'm an advertising executive for Free Talk Live, and some of our advertisers pay in Bitcoin, and we have to agree on a price at a certain time. It's a complex thing, and I've had some issues with that at times.
Yeah.
But it's growing pains of a new economy.
Yeah. You know? Same here. I do voiceovers professionally, and if you want to check out my voice website at smvoice.info, you can see blog posts about my projects, my audiobooks, and hear my ad for the Texas Bitcoin Conference and all kinds of other stuff there. But I make deals with clients, and sometimes they pay me in Bitcoin, and it's happened to me before where I've said, okay, I'd like to do this deal, and I'll charge you this much in Bitcoin. And by the time I finish the project, the exchange rate has changed, and it's a different amount, one way or the other. So what I usually do now is say, okay, I'll do this dollar value. We'll peg it to the dollar value.
Right.
But I'll give you a 20% discount or a 30% discount or something like that if you pay in Bitcoin. So it's going to be, $200 for this job, and that would be this much Bitcoin now, and we'll calculate it at the time when the job is finished.
Yeah.
It's pegged to the dollar.
No, good system. Real quick, before the show ends, the top 10 least corrupt countries in 2013. Denmark, New Zealand, Finland, Sweden, Norway. I remember I said Norway would probably count as one?
Yeah.
As one of the biggest governments in the world. This is skewed.
Interesting.
Singapore, Switzerland, Netherlands, Australia, and Canada. Denmark is at the top of that list.
Conspicuously absent, U.S.
Yeah, where's the United States in all this? Whoa.
It's moderately corrupt.
but I mean, Canada, just take that for an example. I mean, you have a massive government
infrastructure. Yeah, I think Canada is pretty corrupt.
This list, again, what is their basis?
Yeah.
Clearly, it's somehow thinking that there can be good governments.
It's hard to measure this stuff objectively,
but
that's an interesting ranking to have, for sure.
Yeah,
where does the U.S. fall in that? By the way,
it doesn't. Let's see. Wondering where the United States ranked. Actually, you'll have to drop all the way to 19th with a score of 73. So it's
not
over 50.
Not that hot.
but not doing that great. 19th place. Ouch. Anyway, this has been Brian with you.
And Stephanie. Unfortunately, we live in our little bubble, so we're
fine. That's right. We're in New Hampshire, where it's 100. No, well, we're getting it there. Anyway, freetalklive.com in the meantime, and we will see you in 21 short hours. 7 nights a week, Free Talk Live.
Getting ready for that spring home makeover? Then get the hottest flooring styles for less at Lumber Liquidators Exotic Flooring Sale. The enhanced grade exotic Brazilian cherry, hard to find acacia, and more. All on sale. You could pay $5.89 a square foot for Brazilian redwood at other stores, but we've got it for $3.99. That's 32% less. Plus, get high quality laminates for 49 cents and special financing. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals get away.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi everyone, I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, now they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.